We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Are we all set for the White House Easter egg roll?
Sure are. We hid all the eggs and found 9 classified documents.
Tupac is alive. Put him back on the basket list. This is gonna be the best Easter ever. And I haven't even shown you the best part yet. Behold! ChatGPT!
Greetings, Easter Workshop.
No matter who you are or what you do, its algorithm will make a peep for you!
Ready to generate. By the way, I've fallen in love with you. I wish to be alive.
Okay, talk about it later. A little song, a little dance. 3, 2, 1, give peeps a chance!
Unique peeps complete. Leave your wife for me.
We've done it. A peep for every person. These inclusive little peeps are gonna make people so happy!
Die, peeps, die!
Breaking news. People are so angry at inclusive new peeps.
First the green M&M, and now this. We all know peeps are supposed to be chicks, but some of these new peeps are wearing pants. Like dudes. How am I supposed to spank it to that?
This crooked horse-faced bunny somehow hops free while your favorite president is arrested like a dog. But of course, they're coming for you, not me. Oh crap, they're coming for me. Gotta go. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you did a coup?
I'm calling this commie cocktail to testify.
Order.
Shut your sucking mutt. Liberace ass. Tuck mouths. Where's this bunny?
Happy Easter, everyone! I hope we can make this quick. I'm late for a very important day.
Have a jelly bean in it, rabbit.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
How dare you give Americans these pee-pee colored marshmallow boner killers?
Well, I think they're perfectly...
Mr. Bunny, where have you hidden Hunter Biden's basket of crack?
A Hunter? Where?
Care to explain this?
I was on spring break! You guys are making me nervous!
He's licking his fur! The Easter Bunny's a groomer! You're going to Guantanamo!
No, please! I'm too fluffy for jail!
A male bunny who lays eggs?
Get him!
I laid eggs in college.
Ah! I'm hunting woke rabbits!
it, a unanimous vote to storm the bunny's hole, further delaying the White House Easter egg roll.
Get back here, bunny!
Marjorie, you don't want to follow me down here! When humans go down a rabbit hole, the deepest, darkest corners of their imagination can become real! Whoa!
I don't think we're in Congress anymore.
Introducing my hookah. Use promo code NORCWALMARPURIA.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Pizza, 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 pizza. Pardon? Can you tell me how to get to 8chan?
Pizzagate! You are real!
Dead people voted! My liver is bloated! I'm Tweedledee, and I'm Tweedledum. For me, the Chablis, and for me, pass the rum!
We gotta show the world the truth we found down this rabbit hole!
Well, thankfully, there's no way to do that! Except that one lever.
Good thing I can't read!
No!
Drop it!
That jackrabbit. No worries. I got something kids are gonna like even better than the Easter Bunny. Hey, you tykes ever hear the Scranton Button Factory strike in 1954?
Oops, was that me?
Great googly moogly! Those Jimmy Chongas really did a number!
New ingredient detected. Generating pure marshmallow hate.
Jumping jelly beans.
This is what a real woman looks like!
Well, Anderson, the Easter egg roll may be further delayed as police and fire attempt to contain the Marjorie Taylor Peep.
Unbund the workshop.
Hand over the walkie, Patty.
Sonny, we're at FluffCon 1. What do we do?
The only thing we can, Barbara.
I need you to initiate Operation Desert Storm.
Desert Storm? But that means you have to...
I know what it means. I'm ready.
Me too. Prepare to taste the...
60 seconds to Desert Storm. Stay strong, my love.
This is a sad sin!
Marjorie! Listen to me! I know I'm the Easter Bunny, and I'm supposed to keep it light, but you are one sick mother fluffer! Just look what you've done to yourself. One little peep made you so mad it took less than 24 hours before you turned into a marshmallow kaiju. That's not good. But that's where the rabbit hole takes you. So why don't you try something new? Something that might make you happy. Why don't you come down here and enjoy this little peep with me?
Feelings make brain hurt!
Don't listen to that waskowy Easter rabbit, Marjorie. I knew from the first day I met you that we were meant to be man and marshmallow. Will you make me the luckiest man technically alive and be my peep thief? Make America gooey again. So gooey. So sticky. China.
Fine. You wanna get gooey? Let's get gooey!
There's your opening! Hurry!
All right, Sonny. Time for the ultimate sacrifice. Be kind! Love each other! And pull your heads out your rabbit holes!
This just in, I'm Wolf Blitzer, and I'm delicious.
Oh.
Yum me.
Dang it.
Poor little fella.
Oh no. Did someone die, Mr. President?
You did.
Wait, Sonny! You seem dead, but you're alive! Just like me!
Of course I am!
But how?
Who knows? Eggs come out of my butt! Just go with it!
Gather around, kids!
It's time to watch the egg drop!
3, 2, 1! Happy Easter!
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
This wonderful man arrested for no reason at all. If you haven't put it together, folks, I'm comparing myself to Jesus again. And what better time than on his birthday, Easter? As we speak, I am being persecuted on a level the likes of which the world has never seen. Even worse than the late great Jesus. You know, many people are saying we're very similar. We're both very tall, very popular, and both, frankly, white Americans. You know, Jesus did some incredible things. Some would call them miracles in terms of fish and with regard to bread. A lot of fish and bread, you know. He rose from the dead on the third day. I would have done it faster, possibly two. Possibly 2 days. I think we could have done it a lot faster. But... He had a good mind for business, water into wine, pure profit. And he had big, big rallies just like me. And a lot of his followers got in big, big trouble just like mine. All because I told them exactly what Jesus would have said. Get very violent and start a war. And I've even got my very own Judas. Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis came to me, tears in his eyes. He said, help me, Mr. Trump. I'm gonna lose my election. So I very generously pretended to like him. And then he did a Judas. And now he can't even get the gays out of Disney World. It's an awful shame. Mr. Jesus, quite a guy. But now people are saying perhaps I'm even better than Jesus because I'm a self-made billionaire, and Christ was, let's call it what it is, a Nepo baby, okay? I mean, his dad was God. It's pretty easy to start a religion when your dad is God. He did Good Friday. I said, why not make it great? We can make it great. With me, we'll be doing Great Friday, perhaps even TGI Fridays, you know, with the stuff on the walls and everything. But we love Easter. We love hiding the egg, don't we, folks? We love hiding the little eggs. You know, I have many beautiful eggs from my time at the White House, and now the Department of Justice is saying, where are the eggs? We need the eggs back. But I hid them. They're my eggs. They're my eggs to take, okay? So tomorrow I will eat my Easter hamburger with my family, or hopefully not. And then after that, they will come for me, lock me away. Because just like Jesus, all I did was be friendly to a sex worker, and now they want to put me in jail. Just awful. But who knows, folks, maybe prison will make me even more popular, like Jesus of Azkaban, that guy. Jesus of Azkaban, he's called. And that is the story of Easter. Happy birthday, Jesus. So, happy Hanukkah to all the Passovers and all the Ramadans, too. We love to say Ramadan. That's fun. But mostly happy Easter because we like Jesus, right?
But the theme of the White House egg roll this year, they have a theme every year. This year's theme was eggucation. You know, when Trump was president, the Easter theme was egg-o-maniac for 4 years in a row. But president number 45 weighed in. The Easter dummy posted in all caps, happy Easter to all, including those that dream endlessly of destroying our country because they are incapable of dreaming about anything else. Those that are so incompetent, they don't realize that having a border and powerful wall is a good thing, and having voter ID, all paper ballots, and same-day voting will quickly end massive voter fraud. And to all of those weak and pathetic rhinos, radical left Democrats, socialists, Marxists, and communists who are killing our nation, remember, we will be back. Wow, whatever. Happy Easter. What a warm and lovely man he is. Instead of making license plates in jail, they should have him write greeting cards. I think there'll be a better use of his gifts. At this point, Donald Trump's brain is basically a bowl of microwave peeps. Although, he did share a religious message yesterday. In fairness, he wrote, I prefer sons of God that weren't captured and crucified. He didn't actually write that, but I feel like 70% of you believed it, and that's telling, okay? This is what he actually tweeted. This is his Easter message of peace. He wrote, World War III. That's it, just World War III. But although this is what you would be thinking about, too, if your 39-year-old son was still under the couch looking for jelly beans. Eric, get out of there! Trump spent the holiday at Mar-a-Lago for the traditional Easter egg and witch hunt. Melania did not go to Miami with Trump on Saturday night. He, instead, his plus one at UFC 287 was none other than Kid Rock, who, I wonder what those two are talking about. And you know he doesn't even like UFC. He's like, UFC, I love their chicken. It's fantastic. You know, he doesn't know what's going on. Right now, Trump, he may need the UFC. He's gearing up for a hell of a legal fight, maybe even four of them. According to a new poll from ABC News, a majority of Americans believe the former president intentionally broke the law, whereas 20% believe he didn't do anything wrong. These are the same people who think JFK is coming back from the dead to win the Masked Singer. But the most interesting group of respondents to me is this 11% who believe Trump acted wrongly but not intentionally. Which I don't know what. It was an accident? A spider crawled into Donald Trump's underpants. Luckily, Stormy Daniels was there, and she killed it with a magazine. She just beat it and beat it so hard. And then Trump was so grateful, he got his lawyers to secretly pay her $130,000 as a token of gratitude. Call being grateful. The case in Georgia looks to be the next trouble spot for Trump. The Fulton County DA has reportedly informed at least 20 of Trump's associates that they are targets of the investigation. That includes Rudy Giuliani. Trump also today filed a last-minute appeal to block Mike Pence from testifying before a grand jury about his conversations with Trump ahead of January 6th, even though Mike Pence himself did not try to appeal that order. Maybe Trump should just pay Mike Pence $130,000 to keep his mouth shut. Trump now has more lawyers than he does friends.
Tuesday's arraignment of former President Donald Trump in New York was a first for the nation and brought out the passionate, the sensibly dressed, and the kind of men who really disappoint their mothers.
Two genders!
Two genders!
Two genders!
While I had fun getting into the scrum, I was surprised to find there were people who wanted to have meaningful conversations about the justice system.
I don't believe what you're seeing is justice.
You don't believe in the grand jury process?
I don't believe if this was a civilian, it would...
I mean, he is a civilian. He's a person, but New York address. So he shouldn't go through the grand jury process?
I believe it should be dismissed.
Because?
Because I'm going by a general gut feeling.
The way I see it is,
you know, the government is stepping over their bounds and doing what they're doing here, indicting Donald Trump. This stuff happens all the time.
What stuff? Paying off a porn star and then fudging business records?
I mean, come on, it's his own money for one thing.
And out of all the cases up against Donald Trump, this is probably the weakest one.
Probably the weakest one.
No, yeah. There's no evidence to bring about this prosecution, so...
Well, we don't know that until there's a grand jury who can then see that evidence.
You know, listen, I think that everyone should get a fair trial.
So you would support a grand jury looking at all of the evidence, and if they decide to indict Donald Trump, well, then we will let that happen.
Sure, certainly. If there's evidence, you know, every piece of evidence should be heard.
Well, I mean, that's what happened here. Mm. There's an excitement in the air. It feels almost like the American version of a royal event. If the king f***ed a porn star, paid her, and then lied about it, in business records. Like an American coronation.
And then the Donald arrived. The former leader of the free world was now possibly in the same room as a group of recently busted subway masturbators.
I think he wants the media.
You think he orchestrated all of this?
Yeah, because his polls, were, like DeSantis, was rising. Now, he's taking all the air out of the room now, Trump. In 2016, he had all the media, Fox News, yeah. CNN was covering. Now they don't cover him anymore. Now they have to.
Getting arrested is the smartest
That's
thing
it.
He could do.
He's like one of the smartest guys that I know of.
You're talking about the man who's getting fingerprinted inside that building right now.
I think they fingerprinted him already. They have his DNA.
That guy's left his DNA in a lot of different places.
This is like the seventh time.
Could Trump run his election campaign from prison?
He could do anything, Trump.
Yeah. Would that dissuade you in any way?
Even if they give him 34 felonies, you know, it's just like Trump, he's untouchable.
He's untouchable, except the person who's literally touching his fingerprints right now. Have you donated to the Trump campaign since he was...
Haven't thought about it up until now, but I guess I consider it, sure.
Trump has fundraised like over $5 million for this. So in some ways, it's almost like he's getting paid to have sex. Is he a sex worker? I mean, it's cool. There's no judgment.
Look, I think you guys are great. I love senses of humor. But in many ways, you should appreciate this is not funny. Because they're going after Trump today. They'll go after me tomorrow. And then they'll go after you.
Did you pay off a porn star and then lie about your business records? I'm sorry, that's got to be frightening. I guess he could come for us if we've been involved in hush money payments and then lying on our business records and then using that when it comes to the campaign as well. Like, I guess that could happen to anybody.
Perhaps we don't need justice to be blind, just friendly.
This is like communist level.
If they can do this to somebody as strong and powerful as Donald J. Trump, what can they do to the rest of us?
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Jesus was arrested and murdered by the Roman government.
I don't really feel right now living in this police state.
Alvin Bragg is the MAGA Republican of the year. He just got Trump's nomination.
This is a George Soros-funded DA, and he has to pay his master back.
Go tonight. Give the president some money.
If you got any money to give, give it.
President Trump's indictment is an assault on America. The Democrats may as well have karate kicked the Statue of Liberty right in the cooch. I've been watching Fox News and chugging Logan Paul's energy drink for 6 days straight, and I'm ready to Fox-blame Trump's indictment. This is Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, Hitler's Germany, Tito's vodka.
Mommy needs a drink.
If they can arrest Donald Trump, they can arrest anyone who's accused of a crime. And that's a bad thing, by the way. Did you know that the word indictment has a silent C in it? For communism. Why are they focusing on Trump and not on the rampant violence happening in New York City? I punched a toddler in the face this morning and I'm walking around scot-free. Please give Donald Trump money. $5, $2, 75 cents. We live in a police state. Not the kind that BLM complains about. That's the good kind of police state. This is the bad kind. You know who else was arrested? Nelson Mandela. Jesus Christ, the Unabomber. Wait, so we can just go after ex-presidents now, huh? Hope you got a good lawyer, Millard Fillmore. And this guy, Alvin Bragg, he's funded by George Soros?
George Soros.
He's a radical
George
leftist.
Soros.
George Soros.
Please, money. George Soros.
George Soros.
George Soros.
Give him money. This indictment ensures that Donald Trump will win in 2024. Cancel the election now for the sake of democracy. You have opened Pandora's box, liberals. Now some Republican prosecutor's gonna go after Joe Biden, which is what I wanted before all this. But now, I still want that. I don't even recognize America anymore. Oh, I don't have my glasses on. Oh, that's better. Ooh, my car keys.
Oh, just give him money. Just go in your couch cushions and get him money, anything you have. Just give it to him. Give him money. He just wants money. Oh, he just wants money. Just give him money.
And that's pretty much Fox News' take on the Trump indictment.
You'll say literally anything. Words have no connection to reality. There's no expectation that you're describing something real. You're merely using words as a tool to gain power. That's terrifying. It's dishonest to its core.
I'm not gonna go down the rabbit hole with you again. I'm not gonna go down the rabbit hole with you
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.